Welcome to this online interview. Our special guest of honor today on Project Cargo Weekly is Mr. Daniel Widmer. He is the general manager of Furnace Shipping in Zurich, Switzerland. First and foremost, Daniel, herzlich willkommen. Welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, dear Bo. Thank you.
Well, before I start asking questions, I need you to go and check on my bank account that the Russians didn't empty it yet. Can you do that after this interview?
For sure. I can help you on that. But I think it's already emptied by the Swiss.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Okay. It's not so easy anymore, I think.
No. Maybe it's good, too, that it gets changed. Anyhow, as I do with all my interviewees, Daniel, I always give them a chance to elaborate on their shipping background. So same goes for you. How did you get into shipping in the first place, Daniel, please?
Yeah, it was after school time in Switzerland. There was an apprenticeship, and I tried first to go to a company because I would like to go to a travel agency in the first run. Okay. And then at that time, a lot of freight forwarding companies in Switzerland, they also had travel agencies. And when I met first time there, there's a guy coming and say, "Hey, listen, we don't need travel agents. We need good forwarders." Okay. And I then decided to take this career, and I started with a local freight forwarder here in Zurich at that time, and then I made the apprenticeship there and stayed for another 5 years. And then I switched to the carrier side. So I switched for a certain time of period to Maersk Line. And then after that, after 13 years with them, I switched to Furnace Shipping, which is nearly 20 years ago.
Wow, that's quite an impressive career. So basically, you are really a liner agent or liner man now, one can say.
Yes, we can say it's a long time for the liners, but within Furnace we are relatively flexible. Beside the liner business, also do quite a lot of project things and other things. These days can handle, let's say, air freight and all this stuff. So, because we are still a neutral liner agent, so we are independent. We are a family company in that way, and we represent certain carriers, but we are not fixed on them.
Right. So. Who do you represent as Furnace Shipping at the moment in Switzerland?
The big one we represent is Costco Container Lines.
Yeah, of course.
So Costco Shipping named it now, and this is the main carrier we represent. And
it's interesting because I have a past myself with Costco, and I remember in the good old days many kilos ago that Costco Shipping was the European headquarters for Costco, which was a joint venture in Kipdorp in Antwerp. Costco and Furnace. So Furnace Group has quite a long history. What can you tell our viewers about the history of the Furnace Group and who owns it today? You mentioned it's a family-owned business.
Yeah, it's completely out. It was destroyed. So there are still we are the only ones in Switzerland here with Furnace Shipping, which was a buyout in 2000.
Okay.
And there is still a Furnace Logistics in Basel, also in Switzerland, but they are doing warehousing and local transports more, not in the shipping.
Okay.
So this was taken out. I think we bought it out at 2000.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we opened the Furnace Shipping in Switzerland 1983 with the money of Furnace Rotterdam.
Oh yeah.
And then we became a Costco agent in 85. Okay. And then in 2000, we took over from Furnace. And then Furnace and Costco and Newman Shipping and all these guys were splitted off completely, right?
Right. So that means, so I understand it correctly, Furnace Shipping in Zurich is not has nothing to do with Rotterdam or Antwerp or No,
not anymore yet.
Separate company.
Company since 2000.
Right, right. And it's family owned in Switzerland.
Yes.
Okay, understand. So do you represent anyone else besides Costco as in the liner part?
No, not really. At the moment, there are very small carriers we had before, like Yemen Gulf Line and PNSC. And yes. until lately, we had Nile Dutch.
Oh yeah,
for many many years, but they're gone now to Hapag, right?
Yes, yes, of course. There's the container ship owner. They don't know what to do with all that cash.
Yeah.
so that's they're right. Doing good. So that's so right. on the forwarding, or let's say the project forwarding part of Furnace Shipping, that means you are on one hand you are a neutral liner agent, and of course you treat the customers neutrally there, and then on the other hand you are a project forwarder. So anyone who has a project in and out of Switzerland or even as cross trade can get a quote from you, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. So we have to be a little flexible, but neutrality is one of our main points if you're talking about the liner agency, right?
Yes, of course.
But a lot of customers these days, you see, they're looking for one stop shopping. So you have to be able also to offer them other things, right?
Understand. Yeah, no, it makes sense. And of course, trust is important. People will quickly find out if you do backdoor sales, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But what is your headcount in the Zurich office?
We are in the Zurich office 14 people.
14 people. Okay.
Yes. So, yes.
Handy-sized office and good service, I'm sure. And also everyone knows what the other one is doing.
Yes, that's right. And we still try to give a very personal service. So we still take the phones and we are reachable. So,
yes. So. Now, but that's also, you mentioned something so simple, but you're right. All these fancy words and online quoting and whatnot, and then you need to speak to somebody because you have a piece that's over width or over height. They hardly pick up the phone or when you get through to somebody, it's some dumb person who asks whether it fits in a 40-footer. You know, people's skill level has become less and less, and it seems that they don't want to even pick up the phone, whether it's in shipping or in banking, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I agree with you.
So poor service overall. Tell me some of the projects you've handled. I mean, Switzerland is, of course, the home for many huge trading companies like Glencore or whatever, minerals and mining and whatnot. But of course, the business is not in Switzerland. It might be worldwide. What kind of projects do you handle? Can you give some verbal example of that?
Yeah, these days, as you all know, unfortunately, the project from to Switzerland becomes less and less. So
right.
We had big projects out of China because we have very good connections, for instance, with Costco specialized carrier.
Oh, yeah.
And they are sitting in Guangzhou, as you know.
Right.
And we have done a lot of business for certain customers also out of China and in the cross trade way, but from and to Switzerland it's getting less and less. There are still many traders sitting in Switzerland and controlling business, and we try to help them there out. We can signing bill of ladings and all these stuff. But from and to physically is less and less, unfortunately.
Yeah. No. Production is done elsewhere, and of course Switzerland is well developed. I mean, it's a haven for a lot of things. It's a good place to live, at least what I read that people like to live there. It works well, and you have a well functioning country. I even have a Swiss watch.
Yes. No, the country is well functioning, but it's also expensive, right?
Of course. No free lunch there.
That's correct.
So in Furnace, do you go, so sometimes your customers may be, I mean, for the project division, do you have forwarders who come to you, or do you go straight to the customer? How is Switzerland in that regard? Is it very forwarder driven or do the shippers sometimes ask themselves?
Both of it. But it's still, Switzerland is still forwarding driven. All the big forwarders are here, and they control a big part of the business still, for sure.
Right. And if you have cargo to and from Switzerland, what would be the main entry points or ports? Would that be Hamburg, or would it be Mediterranean ports, or you are kind of in the middle there in Europe?
Yeah, we can use all of them, but let's say the most important are Rotterdam and Antwerp, because okay. there we are flexible. We have the barge on the River Rhine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We have the rail and we have the truck. So that's that's for Antwerp and Rotterdam a good point, because from Hamburg you only have train, so you're limited. And same for Italy, and but it depends a little bit.
Yes, yes. Now, of course, it makes sense also with the environmental focus. The new religion has to be green, you know. So, so everything has to be sustainable, as they say. Okay, but that's interesting enough. Do you feel has Corona impacted the stupid coronavirus? Has that impacted on your business in the last couple of years, or are you as fully booked as anyone else?
I would say, in the first 2-3 months, it has impacted because when everything was closed down and people went home for working and so. But after the first lockdown here in Switzerland, it's going up again, and we had quite a good year last year. So so it's not so impacting.
Okay.
We have the difficulties on the operational wise, as you know, everywhere. For us, it's not that an impact.
Yeah. Is it difficult? Another question I have: is it difficult to find people who would like to become, let's say, trainee in logistics and stuff? I heard from some other people that I've interviewed that they have problem to find youngsters who actually are interested in shipping and logistics. They rather go to IT or. Do you face that problem too in your business?
Yes, that's the same here too. What it is it's freight forwarding, right? As you know, low paid, a lot of work.
It's just not very sexy, no.
Yeah. That's right. So it is something is difficult, because I think also when you go to the big forwarders, you don't at our time you made air freight, you made rail freight, you made trucking within Europe, and you switched these all these things. I think it's quite difficult these days to find people who wants to do that.
Yeah, they seem not to be hungry, and they want to be managing director straight away.
Yep,
and
sure.
Of course, they first ask how much holiday and how much time off. And I have a kid now, so I have to be home 5 weeks. And
I think all these home office things now during the pandemic is not easy. And that
no, people have become a very, very comfortable, and. I don't know. It seems also in Scandinavia here, I can tell you, very difficult to find motivated people. They seem not to be hungry, and it has to be exactly what they want, or they will quit. Maybe our social welfare system is simply too good, or the life is too good overall.
Yeah, it seems so. It seems so.
How do you just briefly to talk about the war in Ukraine? Is that having any impact on Switzerland? Do you have any refugees coming your way?
Yes, for sure. We also have the refugees coming, and we are quite good prepared, as far as I can say from here. I think it's over 20,000 now already here in Switzerland.
Wow. But,
it's a critical thing, right?
Yes, and, of course.
But we have quite a good status for them, because we opened a special status for such refugees. That's named the status S. And with this status, they can stay for 1 year, and they have immediately a possibility to work.
Fantastic.
Which is not for other refugees. So
no,
this
no.
is a special status, so the kids can go to school, and the people once can immediately work. So they don't need any special other things.
Well, yeah, that of course it's makes sense. No, but Switzerland is certainly well organized. That much I know, and your chocolate and your watches and cheese and whatnot is well renowned. So,
it's your money from your bank account, right?
Exactly. I'm sure when you say that you live in Zurich, I'm sure you always hear a lot of jokes about that. And
sure.
Everyone in Zurich is a billionaire, you know.
Yeah, for sure. That's right. That's right.
But that's good, Daniel. Listen, most interesting to have this talk with you. And of course, you are a landlocked country, so the conditions under which you work are a little special, but still a very important country in the center of Europe. I want to thank you very much for this interview, Daniel.
Thank you for the chance to have this interview. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome. Okay. To all and to all our viewers, listeners, readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview from this time from Switzerland, the home of my bank account, I wish. And our special guest of honor has been Mr. Daniel Widmer. He's the general manager of Furness Shipping in Zurich. They are the Costco shipping agents and also a versatile and experienced project freight forwarder. Stay tuned for further interviews in the near future. Thank you.